Hello and welcome to BBC Learning English. I'm Lily.
大家好，我是 Oliver.
Today, we are going to talk about fashion and the size zero culture in the UK.
You're listening to BBC Learning English.
零号这个词儿呢，来源于美国市场上对女性服装的型号设置。零号是最小的服装型号，大小相当于英国市场的四号。
In the fashion industry, it refers to very, very thin or skinny models.
Skinny models, 骨瘦如柴的模特。I don't think they are beautiful at all.
I agree. There has been continuing debate on whether the UK should ban size zero models from the catwalk.
Debate, 争论、辩论。人们一直在争论是否应该禁止零号模特上 T 型台表演。
Tessa Jowell is the UK Cultural Secretary.She believes it is an important issue for the youth culture.
I am as concerned about the wider social consequences of this culture of thinness, which I think is endemic in the sort of health and well-being and sense of self-esteem of young teenagers right across the country. And I think that I hope it doesn't sound like too large a leap, but I think that by beginning to address...the culture of thinness, the tyranny of thinness on the catwalk, we can in time begin to lift some of the oppression that the expectation that thinness is perfection for women.
That's Cultural Secretary Tessa Jowell. She said it is a big issue for young girls in this country. A big issue.
大问题。
A big issue for not only the health and well-being of the young models who parade the catwalks.
行走在 T 型台上的年轻模特们的身心健康。
But also a concern about the wider social consequences of this culture of thinness.
以瘦为美的文化。
The culture of thinness is endemic in the sense of self-esteem of young teenagers.
Endemic, 地方病 Self-esteem, 自尊心
There are a few more words to learn from this clip. The tyranny of thinness on the catwalk.
零号模特统治时装舞台
To lift the oppression.
消除社会压力
The expectation that thinness is the perfection for women.
认为消瘦体型是女人的完美体型
Now, let's listen to this clip again.
I am as concerned about the wider social consequences of this culture of thinness, which I think is endemic in the sort of health and well-being and sense of self-esteem of young teenagers right across the country. And I think that, I hope it doesn't sound like too large a leap, but I think that by beginning to address...the culture of thinness, the tyranny of thinness on the catwalk, we can in time begin to lift some of the oppression that the expectation that thinness is perfection for women.
在英国，关于零号模特以及是否应该禁止零号模特表演的争论一直在进行。
While it is desirable to be slim, it is not healthy to try to be size zero by dieting.
Of course, there is a big difference between slim and size zero. 苗条和骨瘦如柴。
Yes, the word slim is positive, whereas thin and skinny are negative. So be careful when and where you use them.
Slim 是一个褒义词，而 thin 和 skinny 都含有贬义。所以在使用的时候要特别的注意。
We mentioned earlier that size zero is an American women's clothing size equivalent to a UK size four.
好，还是让我来告诉大家这个零号啊到底是一个什么样的概念，那就是胸围80公分，腰围60公分，臀围86公分。
Very good. Although a small proportion of women may be naturally petite, the majority are not that tiny and skinny.
没错，大量的女性在尝试从正常体型减肥到零号，不仅仅是不健康的，而且也是非常不自然的。
But why has the ideal of beauty changed so drastically in the past two decades?
The ideal of beauty, 对于美的观念, changed drastically, 彻底的改变。
from the powerful athletic supermodels of the 80s to the skeletal models you see on the catwalk today.
Athletic supermodels, 运动型的超级名模。Skeletal models, 骨感模特。
Elise Slater, who designs for a fashion forecaster, shared her view on this point.
I think, well, fashion revolves around the idea of being untouchable or aspirational, and I think whatever's in fashion is whatever's hard to achieve at a point in time. So when it was hard to become plump, that was fashionable, and now it's hard, requires money, time, effort, and exercise to become thin. So that's sort of become a form of discrimination in modern day, like, fashion.
As far as Elise is concerned, all fashion revolves around the idea of being untouchable or aspirational.
Untouchable, 不可及的 aspirational, 渴望 revolves around, 围绕着
Now, in her opinion, whatever is in fashion is whatever is hard to achieve at a point in time.
Hard to achieve at a point in time.在某一段时间内很难达到。
She used the word plump.
Plump, 丰满的。她说以瘦为美成为时尚的原因就是在于这一点很难达到。
It requires money, time, effort, and exercise to become thin.
Let's listen to this clip again.
I think, well, fashion revolves around the idea of...being untouchable or aspirational, and I think whatever's in fashion is whatever's hard to achieve at a point in time. So when it was hard to become plump, that was fashionable, and now it's hard, requires money, time, effort, and exercise to become thin. So that's sort of become a form of discrimination in modern day, like, fashion.
You're listening to BBC Learning English.
You are listening to BBC Learning English with Oliver and me, Lily.
节目当中我们正在讨论的是在英国零号模特对年轻人产生的冲击和影响。
The British fashion industry as well as the government are taking on the culture of thinness.
To take on, 挑战。
As recent examples showed, the effect of size zero can be horrendous.
Horrendous, 可怕的。模特卢西奥·拉莫斯以及安娜·瑞斯顿的死也被归咎于零号模特的潮流。
Luis Ramos, aged 22, died of a heart attack last August after trying to live on just a diet Coke and lettuce leaves.
只靠喝减肥可乐、吃生菜叶子为生，最终导致他死于心脏病发作 heart attack.
Since then, Brazilian model Ana Carolina Reston also died because of the pressures of becoming slimmer.
安娜只吃苹果和西红柿，由此导致肾功能衰竭而死。
These tragic examples showed that size zero can seriously damage a person's health and causes sickness relating to eating disorders.
Eating disorders. 说到饮食不正常啊，这里面有两个词儿，您可应该学会。
That's right. They are anorexia. A-N-O-R-E-X-I-A.Anorexia,
厌食症
and bulimia, B-U-L-I-M-I-A, bulimia.
Bulimia, 贪食症
Elise feels strongly that there should be legislation to check on the fitness of models.
Legislation, 立法 There are a few more words to help you.
Outmoded,
过时的
Cylinder,
圆柱滚筒
To take into account.
考虑
body frame
身体结构
muscle mass
肌肉群
blood pressure
血压
a proper health check
彻底的全面的身体检查
suffer from an eating disorder
由于不规律饮食而造成的伤害
I really think there should be some legislation, and I completely agree that the BMI is outmoded. It treats the body like a cylinder. It doesn't take into account body frame, muscle mass, or anything else. So there needs to be a proper health check of models, like taking their blood pressure and various other tests to establish whether they are in fact healthy or whether they're suffering from an eating disorder and offer them support if in fact they are.
She thinks that models' health should be checked.
而且在他们需要的时候能够提供帮助。文化部长泰萨·乔威尔也表示了自己的支持。
Well, I certainly want it to be unequivocal in its insistence that the young women who are on the catwalks are clearly healthy and are not suffering from anorexia. And secondly, I hope that the task force will conclude that there is no case for using young women who are under 16. And I hope also that we can spread this beyond just the short moment of attention that this gets during London Fashion Weeks, and really begin to address the interaction between the self-esteem, the self-perception of young women.
She said that she wants to be unequivocal in its insistence that young women who are on the catwalk are clearly healthy and are not suffering from anorexia. There are three key words you may find difficult. Unequivocal,
不含糊的，没有二话的。
Insistence,
坚持。
Anorexia,
厌食症。
Well, I certainly want it to be unequivocal in its insistence that the young women who are on the catwalks are clearly healthy and are not suffering from anorexia.
他谈到的第二点是禁止使用16岁以下的模特。
And secondly, I hope that the task force will conclude that there is no case for using young women who are under 16.
Finally, she emphasized that Britain should begin to address the interaction between the self-esteem of young women and fashion.
Emphasize.强调，要对时尚潮流给女子自尊心带来的影响这个问题加以重视。Self-esteem, 自尊。
And I hope also that we can spread this beyond just, the short moment of attention that this gets during London Fashion Weeks, and really begin to address the interaction between the self-esteem, the self-perception of young women.
Well, having discussed the danger of pushing oneself to size zero, I must add that some women are naturally size zero.
And others are close enough to the point where they can be size zero with no health problems.
What is being emphasized is that one shouldn't go out of her way to come down to size zero at the cost of health.
我记得曾经听过一句温莎女公爵的名言，她说，你永远不会觉得自己非常富有或者非常瘦。
So the quote is, you can never be too rich or too thin. I'm not sure whether I totally agree.
Well, we would like to hear your opinion. Do you agree with this statement? You can never be too rich or too thin.
You can write to us anytime to ChinaELT at bbc.co.uk.
我重复一下，我们的邮箱是 ChinaELT at bbc.co.uk.
Thanks for listening and see you next time.
再见。
You're listening to BBC Learning English.